Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the pressures of life? Have you carried burdens that seemed too heavy to bear, faced challenges beyond your strength, or struggled to find peace in the midst of uncertainty? Many people spend their lives relying on their own abilities, trying to solve every problem and carry every responsibility alone. Yet God's plan has never been for us to walk through life by ourselves. He desires something greater. He wants a partnership with us. He doesn't stand at a distance waiting for you to figure things out. Instead, He invites you into a relationship where He walks with you, strengthens you, and carries what you cannot. In today's message titled, God Wants to Partner with You, Evangelist Paul Acqua talks about what it truly means to walk with Him, to trust Him, and to discover the peace that comes when you stop striving and start partnering with God.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, that come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Then verse 30 says this, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. So you see, the key phrase in this text of scripture is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And this is Jesus speaking. So what's a yoke? You know, we are in a modern world, so many people would not know what yoke is. But historically, a yoke was a heavy wooden crossbar that is placed over the necks of animals, and it's normally oxen, to pair them for work. They put that wooden crossbar on their necks and pair them up to really do some work for plowing and things like that. So a yoke was used to pair a younger, untrained ox with an older, experienced ox. So understanding this metaphor reveals its true meaning. Metaphorically, a yoke symbolizes dependence. You see, it symbolizes dependence or submission. This is what Jesus is trying to tell you and me. He wants you to pair up with Him. God wants to partner with you. So a new ox was often trained for plowing or to pull two or four-wheeled vehicle by yoking it with an experienced one. Jesus is more experienced than we are. So the yoke kept the young ox from doing its own thing, and it will eventually learn obedience to its master. So in like manner, we are to commit ourselves to being yoked to Jesus, to partner with Jesus, to partner with God. It's a divine partnership we're talking about here. We are to partner with Jesus so we can live meaningful lives. Bible says that it is not in man to direct his own steps. You see, there is a way that seems right to you and me, but in the end, it's a disaster. So God wants to guide you. Bible even says somewhere in Lamentation that you have to bear the yoke in your youth. That's Lamentations 3:27. And if we want to become mature Christians, then that's what we got to do. We need to pair up with Jesus Christ. And we don't need to lean on our own understanding. But what we do is we trust Him with all our heart. And we acknowledge Him in all our ways. And what will happen? God will direct our path. That's why Jesus is saying, take my yoke upon you. And He's saying His yoke is easy. And that when we pair up with Him, we will learn from Him and live meaningful lives. You see, in biblical times, the Jewish people described living under obedience to the law as having a yoke upon them. When they lived in obedience under the law was harsh, and that they had a yoke upon them. In Jesus' time, the Pharisees made that load even heavier by adding man-made requirements and regulations on top of the law of Moses. But Jesus says His yoke is easy and his burden light. And that means resting in God's grace rather than striving under legalism. You see, if you are born again Christian, seek God, learn his truth. His law is not burdensome at all. The easy yoke portrays the transition from a heavy burden of strict religious rules to a free, love-motivated relationship with God. God loves us so much and he's shown it to us by giving his only begotten son to die for our sins. So being yoked to Jesus means letting him help you avoid heavy spiritual load, letting him help you avoid all these religious laws, you know, and shifting your focus from your own performance to the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, you see. So Jesus laid all our troubles on the cross and he resurrected. And because of that, we are justified and we need to really be yoked with him. So again, being yoked to Jesus means letting him pull the heavy spiritual load. But sadly, and it's sad to say, many Christians often exhaust themselves trying to earn God's favor or blessings through sheer willpower, trying to do it in their own strength. And that means trying to take the weight back from Jesus. Don't. He laid all our burdens on the cross. And even in this life, he says that, cast your burdens unto him. He never created you and me to actually bear our own burdens. No, be yoked with him and he will carry the load. He already done that 2,000 years ago. So Jesus is the senior partner of you and me who carries the vast majority of the weight, making our responsibilities pleasant and manageable, my friend. Jesus' yoke is centered on love and grace rather than an exhausting list of strict man-made religious rules. No, the metaphor implies a shared partnership. Yokes were usually built for two. By taking up Jesus' yoke, the believer walks alongside him, allowing him to shoulder the heaviest weight of life's struggles. Hallelujah. So walk with Jesus. He will hold your hand and order your steps. And that is a life worth living. So taking his yoke is the opposite of religious performance or striving, I'm telling you. It is willingly linking yourself to Jesus so that he guides your direction and carries your burdens. Don't trust in your own way. It is not in man to direct his own steps. Yoke with Jesus, my friend. Partner with Jesus. So Jesus invites the weary to take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's Jesus speaking. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What a beautiful scripture. So Jesus is warning us to submit ourselves to him. You know, for true rest actually comes from serving him. It comes from not ourselves, but serving him. Don't serve yourself. Don't be a self-centered person. Rely on Jesus Christ. You need to understand that God is here to give you power. He's already giving you power. And that power enables you to do things you cannot do on your own. It's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, so Jesus carried the ultimate burden of our sin for us and has provided us power in the Holy Spirit to carry out his will. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So things you cannot do, you can do. You can witness. You can win souls. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You can cast out demons. You can work miracles. And that's how we yoke with Jesus and our lives eventually become meaningful. So being yoked together changes the atmosphere of your work. Even difficult situations become joyful and peaceful because you operate out of his strength instead of your own human limits. My friend, I hope you are listening to me and taking note of this. He wants you to partner with him, and that means life will be meaningful to you. You will have that peace. You will have that strength. You will have that wisdom to carry out what he wants you to do. So the function of the yoke is to make burdens easier to carry. I love this image of walking in step with Jesus, sharing our burdens, making the trials to be endured and the battles to be faced easy and light. Even though he said in this life there will be difficulties, there will be tribulation, there will be problems, but he says, cheer up, for I have overcome the world. That's how when we yoke with Jesus, that's what happened. Jesus is not a slave driver. When you pursue his agenda for your life, you carry a burden, but it's not hard, it's not sharp or pressing, but comfortable. So when you do what Jesus asks you to do, he gives you the strength and wisdom to do it, and you carry his burden with him. So there will, of course, be many challenges and difficulties, like I said before, but there will also be lightness and ease. He himself said, I have overcome the world. Cheer up. Do not be afraid. So unlike the sometimes harsh treatment oxen are given to bring them into subjection, Jesus contrasts his leadership with the heavy burdensome legalism of the time. He is a teacher who was gentle and lowly, making his guidance accessible and compassionate. What a loving God we serve. So Jesus is meek and lowly in heart and wins us by love. That's what he does. Jesus pulls more than you do. He carries the bigger weight of your load. Therefore, our burden is light. That's what he's saying. So taking Jesus' yoke means entering a partnership of rest with him rather than laboring in self-effort. True yoke bearing is about submitting to God's grace and letting Jesus care for the weight of your daily routines, your daily duties. He will carry the weight. He says, cast your burdens upon me. And that's why he's saying that yoke with me, partner with me, I will guide you. So you must allow Jesus to put his own yoke on us. It's the same way a farmer will put a yoke on his livestock. And Jesus wants to do that for us. But his yoke is easy. It means giving Jesus control or letting him direct our efforts. And the work he has will not be difficult at all, like I said before. Jesus says he wants us to learn from him. Unlike the Pharisees, unlike the harsh religious leaders, Jesus says that he is gentle. He is lowly in heart. He did not come to add to our burden, but to give us rest for our souls. He came to give us life and give us more abundantly, you see? So you cannot learn from him without a humble heart. Humble yourself and learn from Jesus. Agree with God's opinion of you. Die to yourself. Focus and let God direct your path. Hallelujah. So learning from Jesus requires daily submission and willingness to be corrected by his spirit through scripture and fellowship. Fellowship with him, ask him questions, pray to him, seek direction, and he will direct your path, and your path will be smooth. Crooked ways will be made straight, and rough roads will be smooth. Any iron gates in your way will be dismantled and dislodged and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. By taking his yoke, you are linking your life to Jesus. You are working side by side with him, meaning he takes the lion's share of the load and directs your path. All the burdens that you face in life, he is here to bear them. Jesus is inviting you to come to him and take his yoke, to commit to him and put yourself under his authority. He has promised rest for those who do this. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What an incredible scripture. Jesus says to you, are you tired? That's the question he's putting onto you right now. Are you worn out? Are you burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. You will redeem the time. I will show you how to take a real rest, you know. I will show you how burdens are being carried by the greater one. Walk with me and work with me. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace I'm not going to lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. My burden is light. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Hallelujah. Just put your trust in me and don't lean on your own understanding. Hallelujah. He offers rest for souls of all who are weighed down and weary and burdened. And if they would take on his yoke, he says that his yoke is easy. His burden is easy and he will give you rest. I pray that you will from now on submit to Jesus. If you have already received Christ as your Lord and Savior, don't do things in your own way. It is not in man to direct his own path. My friend, partner with Jesus, partner with God, and don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in everything you are doing. He will direct your path. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. You should now receive him by praying this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com. for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.